This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri election officials predict that 72% of the state's registered voters will cast ballots on the November 6th election. If the results hold true, the turnout predicted by the Secretary of State's office would be the highest in Missouri in quite some time. More than 69% of Missouri voters cast ballots in the last presidential election. The 2000 and 2004 elections both saw smaller turnouts than that. A 72% voter turnout would mean more than 3 million Missourians cast ballots. In total, Missouri holds nearly 4.2 million registered voters. Missouri polling places will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day. Ameren Missouri and Westinghouse Electric Company held a meeting yesterday in St. Louis to talk about their plan to turn Missouri into a worldwide hub for producing small modular nuclear reactors. Veronique LaCapra has more.
Keynote speaker, Boise State University economist Jeffrey Black, says no one has ever built a small modular nuclear reactor. But the idea is that it would be small, about one-fifth the size of existing nuclear power plants, and modular, with standardized, factory-built components. Black says that would make it a lot easier to build.
The construction time is much shorter, and the cost is much less. And so in terms of, you know, financial risk and capital requirements, is a much better way to go for utilities.
Building a small modular reactor would still cost at least $1 billion. And opponents of more nuclear development in Missouri say there's no safe way to dispose of radioactive waste. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Halloween is the time of year for ghouls, goblins, and treats. For parents who might worry about children's safety as they go door-to-door to trick-or-treat, KBI's Ben Mankin has more on a few safe alternative Halloween activities.
To promote both fun and safety, organizations throughout Columbia have been offering special Halloween events. The city's Department of Parks and Recreation is hosting the Tiger Night of Fun, an alternative event held at Hearn Center Fieldhouse where children of young families can be in a safe, supervised environment. Spokesperson Janelle Tweehouse says the department first offered its Halloween event 18 years ago when there were fears of tainted candy. Tweehouse says the department wanted to offer a safe alternative to door-to-door trick-or-treating.
It's been such a successful event, high attendance and et cetera, that we've seen that it has been, you know, good for the department, good for the community.
The district in downtown Columbia also offered a Halloween event this past weekend. On Friday night, young children walked throughout the district and trick-or-treated at stores, restaurants, and local businesses. District Director Carrie Gartner says the event began simply as a way to engage and have fun with the community.
I think everyone was looking for something that was, you know, less about shopping and dining and more about just having some fun with people in Columbia.
Parks and Recreation's Tiger Night of Fun will be held Halloween night from 6 to 8. It will offer games and activities to children aged 12 and under, all in a supervised environment. Ben Mankin, KBIA News.
Missouri transportation officials are practicing their response to snow and ice. The State Department of Transportation says it planned a winter response drill today. Officials plan to open the Emergency Operations Center and send plows and spreaders onto state highways. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that a criminal defendant may be forced to pay cash to be released from jail before trial. A St. Louis county set a $75,000 cash-only bail for a man accused of invading people's privacy. He'd used a concealed camera in a massage therapy business. The defendant, Kirk Jackson, challenged the cash bail order. Many who are arrested can be released from jail after posting bond. Defendants sometimes contract with a bail bondsman who covers the bond for a fee. Judges have also set cash-only bail that requires defendants pay the full sum to be released. Yesterday, the state high court rejected a constitutional challenge to the cash-only bail requirement. President of Boone Hospital Center Dan Rothery announced yesterday he will be leaving his position. Rothery has taken a new leadership position with BJC Healthcare in St. Louis. One of the company's group presidents, Bob Cannon, says Rothery will serve as president of home care and community services.
Another area he'll be responsible for are BJC behavioral health services, and then there's BJC corporate health services.
BJC Healthcare spokesperson June Fowler says Boone Hospital Center saw an extensive period of expansion during Rothery's 6 years as president.
He was there as the, you know, oversaw two lease extensions for the hospital and, you know, helped to improve patient satisfaction scores and employee satisfaction scores.
Boone Hospital Chief Operating Officer Randy Morrow will serve as interim president while its board of trustees searches for Rothery's replacement. Missouri's newest casino opened in Cape Girardeau yesterday morning. As Jacob McClellan reports, the Isle of Capri Casino opened 2 months ahead of schedule.
Are we feeling lucky?
Yeah!
Silo Capri president and CEO Virginia McDowell at the ribbon cutting, taunting a chilly crowd of hundreds that was itching to try out the casino's slot machines, blackjack, craps, or any other game of choice. McDowell lauded her company's efforts to build the casino so quickly and hire local workers.
We had 9,000 applications for jobs, and we picked the 700 best people that you are going to meet when you go through those doors. And I am proud to say 80% of those people live within 50 miles of Cape Girardeau.
Yeah!
The $135 million project was finished 2 months ahead of schedule. I'm Jacob McClelland.
A union representing 13,000 workers who provide in-home care to the disabled says it hopes a decision by the Missouri Supreme Court can clear the way for negotiations with the state. The Supreme Court declined yesterday to hear an appeal of a ruling in May. The court had upheld a worker vote to be represented by the Missouri Home Care Union. The union says that clears the last legal obstacle delaying negotiations on its first contract. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edson.